Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready or not, here comes Debbie. Debbie's getting out. Debbie's strutting stuff. Debbie's got to let go. Why did I do it? When's it my turn? Everything's coming up, Debbie. Everything's coming up, Debbie, for me and for you. That was nice there, Red.
Thanks.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Christina, video editor, I'm hoping you can put me some of the pink feathers that I had on a graphic. I assume you have a graphics department here.
No, we don't, Debbie. No, we don't.
Y'all, where did she get that?
With the green boots, mind you, which I think are vintage.
I would never critique that. There were so many things on that outfit. She pulls it off. I would never say a word against her and what she wore.
Again, it's like someone staring in a looking glass telling the future.
Oh, this is so very exciting.
Because I know that I know that once you hit your 60s, you're going to start, especially 65, 70s for sure. You're going to start speaking in an affected voice, an accent.
I already kind of am.
A la Tina Turner or Madonna. Like,
we're going to do things like this.
You're going to do that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm here at the epicenter of temporary insanity.
Move out of the way, lady.
I didn't bring my donkey.
Yeah. Y'all, it's the tell-all. It's the couple's tell-all.
I can't believe we're here.
What? Do you need an espresso?
No, I'm fine.
Because I just said this is toe.
This is toe.
Thank you.
This is the toe tell-all. It's the toe T-A.
You drink your iced tea.
It's the T-T-A.
T-T-A.
Toe T-A.
The couple's tell-all, the first hour.
Not really. Kind of.
Kind of. So I guess they're not going to do what they did on Happily Ever After, where I thought they were going to, since we're having three tell-alls, We just assumed they were going to, remember Happily Ever After, in the first tell-all was them all, there was a lot of them going to
the tell-all.
I
don't think they know each other the same way. I think they're starting to get to meet each other.
Also, the couples are together usually in Happily Ever After, and a lot of them are not together.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
My foot got tangled in my mic cord.
Riveting.
And now I'm going to put on my black honey.
Didn't you just put it on?
I drank some water. I ate it off.
While you're doing that.
Yeah.
Y'all, tomorrow during the Below Deck show, I'm not going to do it today because I realized that when this show is broadcast, Eurovision is already over. So if you go
bless his heart, y'all, he had planned it.
He was so excited.
He was ready to. He had sparklers. He even hired a couple of dancing men, and they all. He just had to send them home.
Hired.
Yeah. Yeah.
I paid them in ways that were better than money. Let's just say that.
And texted him, said, "I'll finally give you your wallet back if you do this."
It's always all worth it. Eurovision, Poodle's Eurovision Corner is actually going to be on our Below Deck episode that airs Tuesday. And then
tomorrow,
I will wrap up the finale. Basically, if you go to our Instagram right now, you'll see me explaining to you the semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also going to do an Instagram.
It sounds nuts.
It does.
I don't know half of what you said.
It is like the Charlie Day meme on Sunny.
Yes. You're telling me things and I'm just going, even more than normal. I'm just going, sure.
Mm-hmm. I sounded like I was high on amphetamines.
Yeah, I was
very excited.
Well, no, you weren't just excited, but also just relaying actually what you saw.
No, what happened? It's hard to explain Eurovision if you don't know what it is.
I can see that.
Yeah. There's crazy shit going on this year, y'all. You can go to our Instagram. And then on Thursday, I've already put a video of my... I'll be out of town, but I'll put a video...
You'll be out of country.
I'll be out of country. A quick jaunt.
Just a quick jaunt.
I have a connection to the travel agency these days. Sorry, I want to just laugh like Heather from Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset's so good, y'all. It's so good.
It's
be
so
sure
good.
Check it out this week.
But y'all, check out, and then on the Below Deck podcast that will drop on Tuesday, I will be doing a full wrap-up. So you will...
I'm going to take a gummy.
You will experience me of losing my mind.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I love Eurovision. If you want to watch it, it's on Peacock.
Peacock.
Anyway, so that's that being that. Selling Sunset Season 6,
yes.
Ultimatum Queer Love is coming up.
You're bi-curious. It's probably going to be ending in matchmaking.
That's going to be out soon for April.
It'll be out soon in a week or so. We got that going on. We don't what else do we want to remind? I think that's it. I can't think of anything else.
Excuse me. Yes. B90 trailer.
Oh.
We've got B90 Season 6 premieres June 4th. So we'll have two tell-alls.
Doesn't that sound like that's far away?
No.
But I mean, it does in part of my brain, but it's not.
It is not.
Everybody in Oklahoma, they're getting out of school this week. Or next week.
Who gives a shit? They're
getting out of school. Well, Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla care about it. They're getting a fight about
that's
it now.
Early to get out of school.
Well, we start school in August.
I think there's a big difference.
It's too
between...
hot, air conditioning, too expensive for the schools.
Really?
Yeah, they save more.
What do you mean? It saves.
That's what
more
I always heard.
It saves more in August. It's hotter in August.
No, I don't know. That's what they always tell us when we were kids, so I believed it.
That makes no sense.
But kind of does now, I say. But that's what they told us. The teacher said, it gets too hot to go to school in June.
Oh, I see. So
They end in May.
But isn't August hot?
Yeah, August is. Well, back in the day, it used to not be as hot, but now it's all hot.
We need to move on. What the fuck am I being dragged into this
for?
It
used to only get hot in July.
I don't know if I believe that. I think you...
That's what Miss Griffin told us in third grade. And she read us books about Duso the Dolphin and the Boxcar Children. So I believed her.
Duso
the Dolphin.
Why was it Duso?
I don't know. It was just called Duso the Dolphin.
We're in an area.
Anyway,
and I got to leave.
Anyway, I do want to let people know that Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla are going at it again. I just want everybody to know, because basically my cousin Kelly, who's Aunt Peggy's daughter that I call Sissy, her daughter, my second cousin Tori, is about to pass the medical exam boards for PA. Well, my future second cousin-in-law, her boyfriend, because they're going to get married.
No!
So he's moving down to Ardmore, and so my brother has a rental house that they want to rent from. Well, Aunt Peggy wants to show the house because Aunt Peggy's a realtor. But guess who's the property manager of my brother's
Aunt
rental
Darla.
House? Aunt Darla. And Aunt Darla said, I don't care if I just had hip surgery and can barely walk. I'll walk over there and beat her ass. So, and Aunt Peggy said, well, the realtor's got to show it. It's just professionalism.
So, I'm sure.
She said, I'll wait in the car.
So, through repeated bouts of cancer, health scares, hip surgery, they still find time to antagonize each other.
Oh, yes. Aunt Peggy said, I'll sit out there in my my Lexus just to piss the bitch off in the driveway. So anyway, that's what's going on. That's what's going on in Ardmore. So
I can't. I was going to ask a follow-up question, but I need to move on.
Thoughts and prayers, y'all.
I need to just keep going. We're at the tell-all.
We're at the tell-all.
Gabe is in New York City. He's excited to meet Danielle.
What the
As soon
fuck?
As he said that, I'm like, you have terrible taste.
I went, something's off on that ticker.
And he's so excited to, and again, it seems like he's out there, he's giving me Angela energy and Big Ed energy.
I think he's a bit of a tryhard in this tell-all.
Yeah, and this
I don't think it's Big Ed Angela. I don't want to go that far. I don't think it's it's not even close to that.
You know, but I'm talking about in the way that they talk about, I can't wait to see so-and-so and treat them like celebrities. Both of them do that.
Yes.
And I think they ask about, when they ask, who are you excited to see? I don't know if they wanted to say, I don't think the brand ever wants to say, who are you not excited to see? That's not what they want either.
They do though now. That I think the producers, of course, are asking them this question.
I think that's negative brand
I totally impact. Disagree. They want them to fight because they ask them, who are you excited to see? That the next question obviously is, who are you not excited to see?
I guess, but no one else answered it except for Gabe.
Jen said she talked about
she doesn't love Osama.
She said she didn't love Osama.
Yeah.
And she was excited to see Debbie or something like that. Speaking of Gabe's decision making, did Gabe say he felt like Osama and Debbie both loved one another?
That's what I'm saying. These are the worst takes ever.
What show was he watching?
Well, remember, they filmed this earlier in the season, but still.
No, but I bet you they only saw, like, he never saw Bad Osama. That only happened in the last four episodes.
Well, Jen doesn't like Osama, even. So, I don't know.
I want to know. Maybe we can ask Veronica.
He has plenty of other bad takes, though.
Well, the fact, y'all, we started with him liking Danielle. That's already.
He'll never come back for that for me.
Oh, I still like Gabe.
I don't ever.
Boy, how quickly.
Here's the thing. I don't like someone who's enjoying their stardom. I don't think this is the place for it. And also who enjoys antagonizing people. I don't like it.
Yeah, I can't see that.
He was butting into everyone who was interviewed. He had to have his time,
mm-hmm.
And I find that annoying. So I don't want to see him on tell-alls. I didn't mind him too much on the show. I don't want him on a tell-all again.
Well, I think I think this is what they like. What they like for people to interject in each other and fight.
It might be what they like. I'm not saying he's not going to be liked.
Yeah,
for this.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, get used to it. I think you're going to see more of it and that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
I mean, to clarify on that, it's. I don't know. It sometimes works because Sean doesn't do a great job a lot of times of holding people to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it feels weird that they have to have cast members do that.
What do you mean?
Hold people accountable for things they said.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It should be the host.
Well, it's because the producers don't want to ask these questions.
Yeah.
Because they want to keep people involved as long as possible.
Yeah.
And the producers can say, we definitely want you back. We're so sorry about what happened on the tell-all last time. That wasn't our fault.
Yeah.
So it's plausible deniability. It's not fair.
No.
Nicole says, it's a great day. Muhammad and I have gone through a lot of changes. People will be surprised. And then she meets Gabe and she
says, this year I'm not going to enable my insecurities or his insecurities.
So, y'all, if you haven't watched this yet, one whole shoulder is off. She looks fucking fantastic.
Nicole?
Yeah.
She looks gorgeous.
And
Gabe asked, he went, is it a wig? I thought it was a wig. And she said, no, it's a
real
bob.
Most people think it's a wig.
We discussed it.
And then Gabe is very confident in telling us who he's a fan of and who he's not. Not a fan of Mahmood.
I think Osama is genuine and he loves Debbie. Remember, Gabe's been engaged how many times with tattoos from different women?
Yeah. Nicole says, this year I no longer ask him to give permission to wear what I want. And Gabe's like, how can he treat you like that? And then, did you see this? This was the most revealing thing I'd ever seen. She was like, are you going to ask him that?
I know. When she said that, I was like, ooh.
Are you? And she went, because I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Yeah.
Like Blanche DuBois, we got there. She's recruiting people to do her dirty work for her.
Yeah.
This is about humiliating him.
I kind of have respect. It's kind of genius.
I agree with it.
It's how she's done it all.
That's what I'm saying. People haven't seen through it.
It's like one of those shows or movies where some woman had a good reveal where you see, I don't know, something you've seen. I'll watch it on a plane.
No, I think it was finally revealed, but there have been shots all the way through.
Yeah.
And it's because of her victim mentality, we've let it ride.
Well, and I think also that it's what they've done in their storyline. I think if you looked at what storyline probably had the most holes in it and we knew the less about, I bet it was their storyline.
Yeah.
I think theirs was the most, I think you've said this too, but the most produced storyline on this season.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was riveting, but I think it was the most massaged, not fake, but just they really crafted a story.
Are you going to tell him that for me? Christina zooms in, gives me Vaseline filter. Can you do that, Christina?
No, you got to stop. You can't make these unrealistic demands of Christina. She can't take time to do this. Please don't do it, Christina.
I'm just a woman. I'm just a defenseless woman with a bob. I'm just a broomstick with a wig.
A broomstick with a wig.
In other news... Danielle says, you know,
a lot of people don't understand us. I'm going to speak my truth and they'll have to accept it like I do every day.
As soon as she said that, I went, bitch. I just have an urge to scream out, bitch, every time I said to it on the street. But you know what? I'm going to make a prediction now and I hate this. I think she's going to behave herself because she's aware of what she is, hyper self-aware. Strangely, she's never aware in Talking Heads, but I think she's very self-aware on this tell-all.
I think they'll skate by this tell-all.
She's going to get a redemption edit.
I think we didn't get really that much into the tell-all, but I think Nicole Mahmood and I think Chris and Jamie are going to be the two big explosive people what we talk a lot about in these tell-alls.
Oh, Chris and Jamie? You mean we're going to talk about a lot about Nicole and Miss Mood.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Chris and Jamie. Like, those are the ones that people are going to have a lot of opinions about. Now, I think, yes, Debbie and Osama and all that, but...
So, y'all, Gabe, Nicole, and Debbie are just talking about... And y'all, Debbie, if we need to talk about looks, no one's look matters except for Debbie's. It's this pink, feathery thing. She definitely killed a drag queen to get it.
Yeah.
Or a sex worker.
She looks great.
She looks fantastic. But I don't care.
Again, I think her green boots are vintage from when she wore them in her youth. We said, y'all, Chris shows up. She's like, boy, I didn't think I was going to get here. I was so sick.
I was so extremely sick. It's Aunt Darla to a T, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Oh, she's like, oh, I just, you know... Barely got here. Gabe said, I think she's full of baloney. She's always sick. I will say, I know it gets on your nerves because I know Sean won't do it. Gabe and Chris are going to go at it. And I'm really happy. I'll be happy to see that.
That I think I don't mind as much as trying to expose lies. But I think... For me, I think he's going to go hard where it's an American mindset, and that's why I won't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Jen shows up. She looks fine. More importantly, well done, 90 Day Fiancé, of doing a drag queen tease of who are. It was like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego interest with Veronica and Tim?
Oh, well done.
Wasn't it great?
Yes.
Coming out of the van, we saw shoes, we saw feet, we didn't know.
It was very RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
Yes.
I loved it.
I just one thing. Chris's jacket is hideous. I don't know what she's wearing. It's like a crushed velvet thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad. Jamie looks like she went to go get glamour shots right before
this. She did. She looks good.
Rishi's coat, I don't get.
His coat is like lightning crystals.
Yeah.
On it, but it doesn't fit him well. He looks still depressed.
He does. Yeah. It's a very Hot Topic look.
Yeah. Johan looks fine. He looks the same.
Osama looks like he's... taken hostage.
I was going to say, he looks like it's in this gray room with his gray countenance, gray attitude, his gray energy. He just literally looks like...
I will say, I don't know if Jen got help with her makeup, but it is so much better.
Well, they had an artist. Yeah. I think they have artists now that do the tell-alls. Yeah.
But even in her face seems to, the work that she's had done, it seems to have settled.
Yeah.
I think she looks good.
She does look good, yeah.
And Veronica and Tim look fantastic.
They look great. Tim got eyeliner for days. No, he went heavier.
I really like them together on the...
I love them together. I love them doing this. Like, don't get me wrong. The problem is not that I'm speaking from experience, but when you have Kenny and... We have Kenny and Veronica, right?
We had Kenny and Tim last time.
Kenny and Tim. And they were great. But they're both kind of snarky, especially Tim.
Yeah.
And so Kenny kind of had to be, he had to be his less snarky self to counteract Tim. And not that I'm speaking from experience, but when you're doing something in a duo show, there can only be one bitch.
I'm not familiar.
But not that I can be bitchy, but it is. And I say that lovingly, actually, but they're. I think one reason that we have a chemistry because we're very opposite.
And I think when you get bitchy about something, I try to get more understanding.
It confuses you. When I get bitchy about something, I go, wait, where's the world? It's west, east, east, west. Because usually I just don't know what I'm talking about.
That's true.
But I think Veronica and Tim, and because like us, they know each other so well.
I agree.
It works really well.
So, y'all, the tell-all proper begins.
Also, Sean Robinson is taking the souls of babies somewhere.
They've also done something to her makeup that's slightly different. Did you notice?
Yes. She looks the best she's ever looked.
I agree. It's like a little softer.
She looks gorgeous.
I think it's also they're putting, it's like a little bit of orange in the makeup more than she's had before.
A little warmth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so good.
I'm really proud of you for noticing an undertone.
They gave her a better undertone.
Yeah,
you're right.
The student becomes the teacher.
I try. So we find out Debbie and Osama.
Osama.
that Osama has tried to communicate.
We said that at the same time.
And Debbie basically says, it's too difficult to wrap my head around what happened. And Danielle and Johan, she says, yes, we're still technically married. Breadcrumbs, 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 breadcrumbs. And Johan says, what do you mean? We're married. She's like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And Danielle looks fine. It's a little over, the hair and the outfit are a little overblown for the set for me. It's a little too saturated.
I don't even remember what she looks like.
Like a pink. Her hair's very, very blonde now.
I don't remember being upset by it. I just already was upset by her.
Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Jen and Rishi, they're saying...
Everyone's excited to meet Debbie. Veronica's
they've talked a little bit. And Nicole and Mahmoud, and Sean says, you've dressed much less conservative than normal. And she's like, well, Mahmoud shows something different, that silly heart. But Mahmoud is just seething right now. Because also, the image of Mahmoud on a screen where he can't say anything and can't control her, she's living for every moment of it.
Yeah.
And at one point, she is more herself and her element than she's ever been,
yeah.
And she basically, Mahmoud says, no, but she looks amazing, and it's not what I would have chosen. And then she's like, he wants me in the bag. She's got to dig.
She's got to dig, but then she smiles.
And she can now, but she goes,
Chris and Jamie have not spoken since they had a fight. Like at all. They're the only couple that, since they, quote, broke up, have not talked.
Then Debbie's just fanning herself because she's hot. And that would be me. I'd be fanning myself.
I'm telling you, it's a mirror, Poodle. So it's a mirror.
Let's move on to Debbie and Osama.
You know what? Let's take a break.
Good idea.
And we'll do it right after that.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
All right, y'all, sorry. We took a commercial break and we just had a...
Do we tell?
Well, you give a tease, Poods.
We just got a DM, or a comment, actually.
A comment.
From someone in Connecticut, and it said, hey, we're someone tell us about your show. We don't have no idea who you are. Me and Deb are here,
but you're totally funny.
Let's talk. Y'all are so funny. We don't know who you are at all. I got wine in my hand, so I'm doing voice to text right now. Y'all, Debbie and Raina
have reached out,
and
you bet your ass we will reach back.
We're going to talk to them because I kind of want to be them.
I want to be them. I was asking Poodle, like, y'all, I've been trying to get Poodle just to take a trip to Connecticut, and he says there's no reason for us to go. And he's right.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah.
There's nothing around there.
I agree.
There's not even a bunch of listeners in Connecticut. We can't even do a live show there.
We have some. We could possibly do New Haven. But they can go into the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I just like to go see. I just want to go see Daddy Silva and visit all of them. And that, as I realize, I say,
no, unless I'm making money, we're not doing it.
Fine. Good sense.
I am the only thing that's keeping us economically afloat. You would spend money for ridiculous things.
Experiences. I just would want experiences. Why, I still think it would be a good idea for us to go to India just to have Jenny make us a meal and watch that mother-in-law yell at her. I would do it.
You try to claim an experience on your taxes.
We get the miles. Y'all, he's kind of right. I would do really. I've already, last week I begged him to let me hire an orchestra.
Yeah, you did. And then I showed you the union fees, and yeah, you about pissed yourself.
I did.
So anyway, Debbie and Osama are up first. The old Osama I used to know wasn't a mean person. And Osama says,
we broke up because Debbie told me that she was more that she would move to Morocco forever, and that was the plan.
Yeah, but he's so mean. So mean.
You know, I don't know if it's mean or I think
it's cold is a better word.
It's either this person's on the spectrum or this is mental illness.
One of two. Yeah.
I think there's definitely a connection to his emotions he doesn't have.
I want to follow up with you and say, I don't think, and I'm not, I don't want to sound like Gabe here. I don't mean it like this. I don't necessarily think Osama is a really bad guy. I know where you're going.
I think he's selfish.
I think he's selfish, but I also think, is someone selfish if they don't have the ability to be empathetic, like it's not
true,
chemically possible?
And I'm thinking he always thought this was a transactional relationship. And someone else on the stage who's got a 10-inch dick says, I think he's exactly right. She should help him if she can. Because guess who else is in a transactional relationship?
Big dick miserable and miserable bitch.
She doesn't know it.
That was great when he said that.
Yeah. And at one point Danielle went, What am I, a nonprofit? Which was a great line.
That was a great line.
I hate it. That was a great line.
I hate it when
she's gonna get laugh lines.
She's gonna have good lines.
I think she's a formidable foe. I've decided
she's not going anywhere.
She's a great one to make an actual enemy out of for me.
a great...
What do you mean? Are you actually going to become enemies with her? I'm confused.
To treat as my arch enemy. Someone who's worthy of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Everyone needs an arch enemy.
I don't have an arch enemy.
Everyone needs a nemesis.
No, I don't need a nemesis.
Yes, you do.
Why? I don't want to be mad at anybody.
You don't need someone to send you nasty DMs or shitty DMs.
I've got you to send me DMs.
I don't know.
I can't really be your
nemesis because
no,
I don't really hate you
too much. I do. I love you. I have fun with you.
Can we stop saying love each other and move on?
I love you, Poodle. You're my friend.
We need to move on.
We'll be gay until the end.
Until I find someone better.
Be my nemesis.
Then our friendship has... I'm sorry. I think our friendship has come to as long as it can.
Definitely someone who likes Mr. Pibb over Dr. Pepper. That would be the first step.
Everyone needs a nemesis.
Wow.
So, anyway, this Gabe kind of jumps in and talks about someone using someone for money or something like that. And Osama says, he's talking to Osama. You blew it. You could have had all this. And Osama says, I blew it all, but I'm honest. I can't lie to you because Osama does think he's the hero of all this.
He does think he's a hero. Sean even asked him, he says, were you in love with her? And Osama says, I can't say that. Osama says, I did love her, but I don't love her now.
And Julian, Debbie's son, is losing it backstage.
He's pissed.
He's like, let me at him. Let me at him. Let me at him.
Let me at him, boss. Why did I write, he's 24, she looks older than him?
Mahmoud said that.
Oh, yeah. He said, she's 20.
She looks a bit older. I'm like, honey, get your eyes checked.
I think it's too much. And...
Osama, souls have no age.
Yeah, Osama's like, souls have no... But Rishi brought up a good point. He's like, how can you just immediately stop loving someone?
Yeah.
Again, he says that because he's still pining over Jen. But you, even when you're scorned, you've got to have had something that's not connecting what you can't... You just don't fall out of love. It doesn't switch to hate immediately.
No. And y'all, they let Julian loose from some type of cage backstage.
They did.
And he immediately runs out. I guess he forgot his tactical gear.
But he looks handsome, I will say.
And he's like, you messed with somebody's mama. Oh my God. Send her 60 texts in 2 hours.
You're so full of shit. Shit. Shit.
Did you send Debbie and Sean's like, Osama, did you send Debbie a text that said, I love you? I can't remember.
She said, did you call her multiple times? And
quit playing off elderly women.
And Julian says he sent 60 texts in 2 hours. Yeah. He says, that's a psychopath. And I went, I don't know if that's a psychopath, but I do think this is someone who that's when he said that, I kind of made me go, is there something that feels a little insidious or
I mean, it could go along with mental illness.
Like you said, I don't know.
Obsessive disorders. Yeah.
How much, I don't think it's like a narcissism, but he is the hero of it. So there's some self-involvement too. And even when he talks, like he has this idea, y'all, he has this idea that he is not meant to work hard. He is a poet and that's all he should do in the world is be a poet.
Honey, Rilke already had someone write him letters. There's no need to do that anymore. You're nodding your head.
Don't know who that is. Somebody who's a poet, I guess. Somebody named Wilka.
Rilke.
Wilka. Was
it, Rilke. Is it,
what?
Rilke. Reiner Maria Rilke.
Reiner Maria. Well, that's not a great name to remember. They should have changed it to like Joe Poems.
No, I'm saying, I can't believe I have to explain this. Reiner Maria Rilke is a German poet, and this younger poet wrote him a bunch of letters, said, how do I get to be like you? And Rilke wrote him these beautiful letters back. It's a wonderful book. I have it over there on the shelf.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very, anyone who creates or does anything like art should read it. It's a fantastic
book. What's the book
letters
called?
Letters to a Young Poet by Reiner Maria Rilke.
Well, I don't think Ushama has read it.
No, but I'm saying his this idea, he thinks he should just be an artist who creates.
You know Sissy Chrissy right now is going, I love that book.
Oh, yeah.
It's who is a professional poet, and she tweeted us, and she said, thank you for the shout out.
And I have to do other things because being just a poet would make me poor.
Make me poor, yes. She's also a teacher. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a joke, and she's great.
Yeah. You have to be a lot of hyphenates. Yeah.
I don't think Osama. So there, yeah, y'all.
He said, I would die for my art.
The colors in the crayon box aren't all there.
He's missing burnt sienna.
No brick red.
So,
Periwinkle is gone.
And Debbie's like, what about Casablanca? Night in Casablanca.
Well, Sean asked. Sean said,
Were there ever physical?
And that's where Debbie says. What does Debbie say again?
And he said, what about the night in Casablanca? And she's like, well, we had some wonderful evenings together with wine, cheese, and fine food. He tried to get amorous, but that was kind of like some Barry White time. So he tried to.
He tried to get amorous.
He tried to get amorous.
And
with some wine, cheese, and fine food.
What I love.
I love it.
Is, and Sean said, so you never talked about bringing him to the U.S. And then Tim and Veronica are watching. And Tim, y'all, I think Tim and Poodle have something in common. And her name is Tinfoil Hattie. Because Tim says, what if we found out that Debbie was trying to use him for a Moroccan green card the entire time?
And Veronica went, no, that would be dumb.
He said, but really, what if Debbie's the biggest scam artist? That is a Poodle. If you and Tim got together, y'all would just start talking about all your shit.
So Debbie basically says, the most I ever sent him was $2,000. And
that's not a lot of money.
And Johan's like, come on, this man needs help.
He needs help.
And Danielle's like, what's your fuck? Shh. Ixnay on the aunt way.
Yeah.
Of Unny May. But Osama's like,
Chris, can I just say, when Debbie says that, Chris says, I know, Debbie, you're like me. We have big hearts in helping people.
And Jamie dies.
And Jamie goes, and Chris and Debbie goes, that's right, Chris.
And at one point, y'all, Osama says, I wanted to sell paintings to people who deserved, who understood my art, because people were saying, Gabe, I think, says, why can't you sell like paintings like at a street market, like paint someone's caricature? Again, this is not seeing people where they are. This is saying, I know better than you. That's why.
I didn't take it that way.
Really?
I took it like, that's, you don't want to work to make money, but that's something in the ballpark of your of being an artist where you could make money.
An artist would tell you, I don't do that to...
But you're an artist.
True.
If you're not an artist, you don't see life that way.
That's
so
true.
I don't think, because Gabe even said, he was like, dude, I was for you and you're making me look bad. So I didn't take it with... other things I'll agree with, but I'm going to push back on that. I think Gabe is just looking at it the way my mom would. Well, man, you're an artist. Go draw pictures at Six Flags. You can make good money doing that.
Right.
I bet they have a pension.
Six Flags pension.
My mom loves a pension.
So later on, Debbie says, if he reaches out, I'll respond. Maybe he could get out by sending me a plane ticket. I'm like, her son's like, oh, mom.
Oh, mom. Yeah, he does say that.
And then Sean basically says, well, I don't know where this is going, but we wish you the very best.
We wish you the very best. Let's take a break. And then we have a break. And then Debbie goes up to Julian to give her a hug. And she, I think it's time for you to put on the wig, Poodle.
Okay.
I think it's time for the first of this season, Toe Tell All Theater.
Osama edition.
Oh, Debbie, Osama edition. I'm going to be playing the role of Julian. Poodle's going to be playing the role of...
You guessed
it. Sean Robinson. of Debbie.
She looked gorgeous. She looked gorgeous. She was very pretty.
Okay, you're already starting, I see. And action.
Julian. Julian,
yeah,
my
yeah,
boy.
Mom. Yeah, Mom.
Thank
get
you
good
for,
right
thank
there.
You for being here.
You're welcome, Mom. You got to leave him behind,
you know,
Mom.
He
you
didn't look
leave
well. He just needs look like he needs a good meal. Yep. Maybe some goat meat.
No, Mom.
Maybe
Mom,
some
you can't,
couscous.
No, Mom. You goat can't feed milk. Him anymore. I know you love feeding people. And
you know why I miss Osama, Julian?
Honey.
My love Mom, cave misses him.
Mom, I told you I don't want you to talk about the love cave. Mom, look. You got to move on from him. You
yes, I know
shut
you
shut the
say
door,
that,
Mom.
But the
shut
heart the wants what it wants, Julian.
Mom, be
speaking
done
of what the heart yeah, wants, why? Julian, did you see old Jen over there making some eyes at you?
Mom,
I think she was giving you the glad hand, if you what, know what
the
I mean.
Glad hand,
that's what
Mom?
They say in my time.
Glad, Mom, I think she
was giving you the come hither stare.
Oh, Mom.
The two fingers.
Oh, Mom, I don't know. I mean,
what you think?
You think I looked okay today?
She was batting her eyes at you, giving you the old Daisy May, how does your garden grow? Giving you the old, I don't want no scrubs, because a guy who can't get no love from me.
I do have a job. Mom, you know, if I talk to Jen, could I maybe tell her one of your favorite poems? Could you give me a poem to tell
her?
Oh,
that's a good question.
Because I know you planned this, and I'm not putting you on the spot at all.
Here's a good, I hate you for this.
Yeah.
You know, I fashioned
sure
myself
rhymes,
a poet.
Mom. I love the ones that rhyme.
No, I don't like those. A woman alone is like a door that's ajar. She needs to feel loved. Feel like she's a star.
That's good, Mom. Keep going.
Your eyes half open. Look up at the ceiling. They're filled with fear, but they give me a feeling of joy. Deep in my love cave. You've got a love cave too, Julian.
Okay, Mama. You know I don't like when you talk about the love cave. That's going to be the end of that poem.
Find her heart as you can touch her soul. Then you will find a way to her whole self.
And sing.
I'm going to miss those poems. That one rhymed.
That one rhymed, Debbie. Good job. Always, always got a poem in her back pocket. That Debbie. Always got a poem in her back pocket.
I'm going to miss her. I'm going to literally have to have a funeral. I might have to send that wig off like into the West.
Or,
like they did
like Nicole Jr.
Like that's going to really make me sad. When she leaves,
she's gonna be back, y'all. Mark my words.
I hope so.
They're gonna put, guarantee you, this scene that we saw. So this scene that this is my note. This scene that we just saw right now, Debbie and Julian will be on Pillow Talk.
100%. I agree with
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And honestly, I think they'll probably be great.
Me too. She's gonna be so weird.
She's gonna be so weird, and he's actually really opinionated.
Yeah,
I think they'll be great. Good for them.
Nicole and Miss Mood.
Well, I just want to say, really, before that, she was talking about Jen, and then Debbie said, he's like, Mom, you'll find love. And she said, I think I have a different purpose in life now.
Oh.
It's really, I hope that she feels hopeful about her future. Anyway, yes.
Miss Mood, if you're nasty.
Again, I wrote, Poodle was right. She wants to call this guy out.
And Tim said they look at each other like they hate each other.
He
does hate her in a certain way. She hates him, but she is, for her version of love, is so fucked up. And I believe she can see it in other people, but she's so cut off from her own version of it.
I'm going to expand upon that. I think you didn't say this, but I'm just inferring, or maybe you didn't think about this at all, but what's fucked up about her version of love is someone could say, well, Miss Mood's version of love is fucked up.
Yep.
Miss Mood's version of love is what is, like we talked earlier, is the culture around, is learned, it's the religion, it's the cult, it's literally everything and everyone around, at least in his world,
mm-hmm.
telling him what love is. No choice.
Yep.
Nicole has choice. She had a choice to decide what love is and how love is defined.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that this is where she comes yep. to what love is, something happened on the way to yep. heaven.
And I think it's interesting. She calls him dictatorial. I think she's just as much so.
I think, yeah, I think this is one of her probably least dramatic relationships. No, I think yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she had physical violence in her past.
I agree with you 100%.
Because I think what a lot of this is, she is not just punishing Mahmood, she's punishing
all men.
The men who have hurt her.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
Yep. And
I love watching them on my television. I love it.
I will say this last episode, she showed parts of her and I went, I see you. I see you. You've been flicking it all the way through, and now you're just letting it fly.
2.0 now that she's in America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? And I would like to watch their Happily Ever After. I would. It would be all about punishing him.
Yeah.
Yep. And so she's in L.A.
Yes, he has his interview for his visa in 20 days. So after that, if he gets approved, they could...
Did you watch his body language the whole time? He sat there like this, wondering what she was going to say. He is on pins and needles, and she was feeling great.
It's interesting how, you know, she feels so controlled when she's over there, and he's so dead set. It's that thing what makes me sad a lot of times about very strict religious code. It's people often get into that because I think that having that religious code and set of rules, it lessens their anxiety. And at first, it gives them a freedom to be themselves because they don't have to choose.
Yep.
But what always ends up happening
it's
to people,
prison.
It imprisons you. And because...
Always.
Because...
Dogma imprisons.
Because he is married to her now in his religion, he is imprisoned to do this because he doesn't feel like he has a choice but to mm-hmm. see this marriage through in the eyes of God.
Yep. It's like devastating.
Yeah, it really is.
So Sean says, would it make is it gonna make you uncomfortable, Muhammad, if she was the one making money? And he actually said, no, we're married, so what's one income?
Because she moved back to, she's back in L.A. because she's trying to get an apartment. I
wonder if she's doing DoorDash still.
Probably. Yeah. And she wants to, because she knows that she's going to be supporting him. Mm-hmm. So Miss Mood says, she's my wife. We are one person.
I love you, honey bunny.
Love you, honey bunny. We are one person, bunny. And so now, I think they said this before, but Sean brought up, so you, and again, y'all, you can't feel sorry for either of them because... He asked her to get married in a week.
Yep.
And so within that week, y'all, is when she decided to convert religions.
Yep.
What a fucking idiot.
So, and then she says, I don't know if I fully understood it. And then they ask, I think.
Yeah, because Sean says, do you think you understood the concept? Yeah.
And then Gabe says, what happens? Is your kid going to be Muslim? And he says, well, we're going to teach. I'm going to teach my kid Muslim, to be Muslim. And Gabe says, in America is a free country. What if you had a daughter? Are you going to force you to wear the same hijab?
Shitty.
This is not the way to talk to someone who you don't even know their culture.
You sound like an entitled, closed-minded,
dumb American.
You do. And that it's this, again, I think that's what we were trying to express when we talked earlier in one episode about people asking us about colors and things. It's we're trying not to put as we watch this show, y'all, if you watch this show, just think about what if I could somehow separate myself from my quote, American values,
yeah,
or Canadian values, wherever you are, like Western world,
yeah,
and watch this and think about this from their perspective.
Did you hear what Sean said? Sean said, would we have these same feelings if we were asking, would we ask if they were going to raise the child Jewish
or
raise the child Christian?
And no one answered that, and that was actually one of the best questions Sean.
I agreed. I went fantastic,
and
Sean.
I don't know why any. I was like, make them answer that question because it's so true.
Yeah, and then basically, and then she said, this is, he was responding to Gabe, Mahmoud says, I'm her husband, and this is between me and my wife, which is true.
Which is true.
And Nicole says, it just feels bad to me to him talk about what I wear. And every time she does this, it appeals to this idea of this perpetual victim. That she was just strutting there for the world to see.
Yeah.
The whole season was that.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me livid.
Yeah, Gabe even says, why are you trying to force this religion of your
this
child
on? This is exactly what she wants.
And I thought, he's not. Again, it's that understanding. It's as if it's a. It would be to me if someone asked me who didn't understand that being gay, who thought being gay was a choice, and would say, are you going to raise your child to think that being gay is okay?
Yeah.
Like, they are like, why are you forcing that on them? When I know that it's not about choice, I know that at all. And it, but it's like, Gabe doesn't understand, again, he has no choice. He doesn't have, now, if he
and also, but
moves to the yes and breaks away from his religion, I will be, or it changes his value system, I'll be shocked. I don't see that happening. Do you?
No. Maybe if it, earlier in his life, maybe.
He's still pretty young. How old is he?
He's in his 20s. But this idea of a, it's very American to say, I don't believe people should force religion on their children.
Well, Pollyanna, that's not the way the world works.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right.
I don't think that either.
I don't believe it is right, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's horrible.
But I'm not going to say that in the context of what someone is doing with their child.
Yes, because...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project... There's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you say, that's wrong, you're wrong, then the conversation of understanding stops.
Thank you. That when you say, I don't believe that, what is the other person supposed to say? Either they say, I agree with you, or I don't agree with you. And then two people just go at one another.
Yeah.
It's a confrontational way to live. Mm-hmm. And Americans love to do it.
Oh, more than anyone, I would say.
And then Miss Mood says, I am done. And she throws off her
pulls
shackles.
The Mother Debbie. I'm done.
She throws off her bangles, her beads and baubles. And she throws off her microphone, liquid wrists flailing.
Sashays
into out the, of the room, probably into a dressing gown.
To smoke a cigarette.
Yes, with a cigarette holder.
Yes. And that's your tell-all.
And that's the tell-all part one.
That's your tell-all. Nicole is crying, going, maybe, don't do it, don't do it.
It is, and I went, oh, you're loving this.
Because she wants them, yeah, we already know, but.
What a pageant they just played out this whole season.
I think these two tell-alls are going to be fantastic.
Me too.
I think they're going to be really good.
I can't wait to see Chris get grilled.
I'm interested to see what they throw at Rishi as well. Because I guarantee you that audience won't understand. Like, why can't you just tell your parents you want to marry an American woman? I guarantee you they're going to get those questions.
I wish they won't do this because they don't like to talk about the show within the show. But I wish Sean would say, you know, we've had in the past people like Jenny and Submit. Has she, maybe she would say that, has Jenny reached out to you, or did you, to see, I want to find out how little research did Jen actually do about Indian culture? Because it seems like it was Neil.
Yeah. Anyway. That's the show.
That's the show. America, America, red, white, and blue.
Y'all, check out my Eurovision wrap-up on Tuesday on our Below Deck show. I think we'll probably do it at the beginning. Why not?
You won't be able to focus on
it. I'm going
to
do it whenever I want to do it.
You won't be able to focus on the Below Deck show.
So, yeah, check out our Below Deck podcast. That's on our free feed.
Yep. And go to our Instagram and TikTok where you can see Poodle's other updates.
You can see my
about
semifinal
that.
Reviews.
I'm not.
Maybe I'll be drunk on the beach in Mexico when I do the one on Thursday.
And maybe water is wet. Because you're wetter. I guess it's good for me to feel this way because I normally don't feel this way about a lot of seasons. I'm not ready for this to end. But that's a better place to leave us.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with you. I'm usually so fucking done with these people.
I could have watched probably two or three more episodes.
Me too. Me too.
Careful what you wish for, reality gays. Careful what you wish
for. I will not be saying that come HEA time.
Hey! No. Hey. But B90, a gift. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, remember, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
And I don't know where any of this is going, but I wish you all the best.